The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Let's talk about schools and school places. We'll talk about demographics at the top of the programme. And we have been speaking with some people on the Hard Shoulder who are caught in a vice-like scenario that they don't have places, despite the fact their children didn't land from Mars. On this, we've gotten some texts. On the lack of secondary school places, says a texter, the lottery system that is used is a joke. It's an insult to families and most unfair. Another listener says, I'm a mom of five in Dublin 15 and it's a crisis for secondary school places here. So stressful. I met with mothers who've got 3 and 4 offers and we got none. I back Louise Lennox, who we'll speak to in just a moment. I do a Board of Management appeal, then a Section 29 appeal. Could September be when my neurodiverse son with a brilliant mind gets a place? Why is my son a lottery number? Kids here in Castleknock are getting all the places and we're just outside the catchment and being discriminated against. Aforementioned Louise Lennox is back on the line. Louise, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. And thanks for raising this issue because until I became part of the system this year applying for my son, I wasn't aware how broken it was, Jonathan, and it's hemorrhaging from every different angle. And honestly, my jaw hits the floor when I hear other people's stories.
Tell me about your own experience so far. When did you start looking for this place?
Well, I'll be honest, the fear went through my veins around 2 years ago when the rumours around Greystones, there's not enough places, your kids mightn't get into school. So that kind of anxiety began a long time ago. My son's neurodiverse. He's ADHD, dysgraphia, dyslexia, severe anxiety, and he's also awaiting an autism assessment. So school for him is very challenging at the best of times. So I was aware finding the right school for him is so important, and one that works for how his brain works differently. So when I heard that Greystones was piloting the Apply to School scheme, I went, this is amazing because this is what we need.
And this is a new scheme that this was designed literally to help kids like him. Yeah.
Not just for him, just all kids, anyone applying to schools. But so the consensus around Greystones, and it was piloted in four other places around Ireland, was that we'd be able to rank our preference, that the schools behind the scenes would have a centralised system so they would speak to each other before the first round goes out. And I also believed that children that are neurodivergent and have additional needs would also be able to voice on the application. When we got the application, there was no ranked scheme, but I firmly believed, okay, well, you know what, behind the scenes, the principals will meet and no child will get multiple places because this has been happening for years. Then on the 12th of November, when the first round of offers came out, again, what's happened in many years before that, some parents got multiple offers, some got two. And like my child, many other people got no offers. And I was dumbfounded how this happened again. And so I've been trying to get to the root cause of this. I wrote to Simon Harris. I wrote to Jennifer Whitmore because they are TDs in the Wicklow area. And I raised questions with them because I don't understand why our children's education, which is so important and paramount to building our little young adults for the future, is a lottery system. What I'm trying to find out is how can some kids get 3 offers and another child get none? So then we were told, you know what, you just wait till the second round of offers, everything will be sorted. Well, the second round of offers came out yesterday. My son still has no place. And what broke my heart as a parent, because I've been shielding him from all of this, I kept saying to him, do you know what, of course you're going to get a place. The Department of Education said there's a place for every child in the system. But kids are in school, they talk, they're excited, they're saying, you know, what school they're going to. And my son said to me, I come last in everything. And he said, why doesn't the school want me? Is it because my brain works differently that they don't want me to go to school?
He feels like he's being othered, that it's because of who he is rather than where he sits on the list. And is there anything, look, I mean, I hate to say it, Louise, is there anything to dispel that from your experience to date?
Well, I had a meeting, so I called for a meeting with Simon Harris because I'm part of the constituency here. So I met with his representative on Monday at a meeting for an hour and 10 minutes and a follow-up phone call for 25 minutes that afternoon because all I want to find out is who is making these decisions, because everyone goes, oh, it happens every year. And I was like, well, we need reform now. And his representative said, oh, well, you know, it's a pilot scheme. And I'm like, okay, well, let's improve the pilot, but we need reform across Ireland. I've been inundated with hundreds of messages from parents all over Ireland. Yeah. So then the other problem, Jonathan, because I wasn't part of the system. So the second round of offers came out. You're a parent. You accept the first offer for a school you might get. And then you can still get a second offer. If your child is lower on the wait list than my child, you'll get a second offer while I still get none. This is not the parents' fault. This is the system's fault. If they had a ranked system, we all have a preference of what school we want to get to. We can voice that, so it gives us choice, transparency of how they decide on the places. And fairness, it's not fair at the moment. It's not fair that some people
I ask you, is he sixth class now, or where is he at the moment?
He's sixth class, yeah. And it's, you know, and he's so many additional needs. It's not just send him to any school, because not any school is going to work for him. But aside of that, I just don't believe that one family, again, I'm not saying this is their fault, it's the system that's broken, is able to give the gift of luxury and choice of what school I'll send to, and then the other people are getting the scraps. We have the CAO form for colleges. Why can't we implement that across the school system? And then I was told by Simon Harris's representative, sure, doesn't it all work itself out in the end? This is cyclical. And I don't accept that. I think that's a disgusting remark to make to his parents and kids.
Okay, well, they're not here to say, I mean, you're saying they said that, and it's kind of,
I was
thing
there,
that,
they said it to my face. But the other thing I asked was...
Yeah, go on.
To find out from the principals in Greystones, and he did ring one of the principals in Greystones, and the principal even backed the whole idea of a ranked preference system. It's the fairest way, and it gives parents choice as well as children.
Can I want to bring in Mairead Carty, because Mairead, we spoke with you on the Hard Shoulder earlier this year. Have you had a resolution since then about getting a car, a school space?
Hi, thanks for having me on here. I just wanted to say that No, I live in Greystones. Michael is born and brought up in Greystones, started school in Greystones. He's now having to go down to the first year in the Wicklow town, Educate Together, which is a 50-kilometre one-way trip. So I'm doing 100 kilometres a day drive.
Going from Greystones to Wicklow every day?
Yes, every day. I have three secondary schools on my doorstep that my son could walk to or cycle to. So in terms of the climate plans and the active travel plans, that's totally out the window. I'm seeing hundreds of thousands of euros being spent on cycle lanes in Greystones, and the traffic is unbelievable of cars driving into Greystones to drop their kids off at secondary schools. There is no criteria for catchment area. We live literally within walking distance of three of the schools, and this is what I'm having to do. So my son is going to the first year. He's feeling excluded. All his friends are in Greystones. He's been playing rugby at Greystones since he was seven, and he doesn't want to go anymore because he's the only boy there who's not in a school in Greystones. It's affecting his well-being, his mental health. It's affecting me. And not only did that happen, but so I decided that I would reapply for next September for the first year again to give him another chance of trying to get into school in Greystones. And yet again, second year running, he was put on waiting lists. And in the second
Where is he on the waiting list? He doesn't have any places.
In the second offers that came out yesterday, he has no place once again. I've received a letter from his school in Wicklow Town to say that they are worried for his well-being and mental health because he shouldn't be having to do this travel. I shouldn't be having to drive 500 kilometres a week out of Greystones, where I live, and he's been born and brought up. So Louise, I think you're brilliant what you're doing, but it's far more than having a choice. Right now, I don't mind which school takes Michael. I'd just like him to be in a school in Greystones, where he lives and where his friends are. We can't carpool with anybody because there's not one child going from Greystones to Wicklow Town to that school. Nobody. And it just feels totally broken, and the principals, their hands are tied, because because they have an admissions policy that they have to follow. So it actually has to come from the Department of Education. It has to come from someone in the Department of Education to say, actually, Michael, Kajidan needs a place in Greystones. This is the second year that this has happened. I'm sorry to get so emotional.
No, Marie, you're fine. Take a breath for a second, because this is something that's impacting you, and it's clearly impacting Michael, and it's wrong. And it needs to be called out as being wrong.
It really does.
The point I was making earlier was Michael didn't fall from space. As you said, he grew up in Greystones. He lives in Greystones. They should have known this was coming.
Yeah.
How angry are you at the system right now that it's doing this to your family?
Well, I'm angry, but as I said before, you know, anger is, if it's used in the right way, then it's a powerful tool. But I don't want to be angry. I want to be hopeful. I want my son to be hopeful, you know, because I think it's only right that he should go to school in his own home community where he was brought up. Simon Harris's office and Jennifer Whitmore, they've been very supportive. They've been great, but it just needs that extra push to sort this.
Tea and sympathy isn't going to solve this, Mred. You can get plum off by politicians, but it's not getting you the space.
No, it's not actually saying, okay, yes, we will. Michael will have a school place in September next year. No. It's no one is saying that to us right now at all. And so I'm quite fearful that it will continue and we will be in the same situation next year. And this is why I rang again to say I just want to, speak again about the situation that I'm in, because it's like individuals' cases are not being heard. And it's you say something to someone about an individual case, and it's like, sorry, the computer says no, because it's all done, like Louis said, on a lottery system. It's not really, you know, and I understand, look, there are a lot of children here, but I'm just advocating for my son right now.
No one can expect you to do any more. But Louise, can I ask you a question on the back of that? Your son is in sixth class. Are you afraid that you're going to be in the position Mairead is in next year, and even heading into second year, where you're not going to have a place and you might be doing a 100-kilometre round trip, if not more?
Well, what terrifies me, Jonathan, the reality is we're in the second round of offers. He's no offer, but still some people that have already got one school offer, they've already accepted it. Now they've gotten a second school offer. And this is why I keep asking the government. I wrote an open letter to the government and I posted up on my Instagram, because I'm trying to find out these answers. How is this transparent? My heart breaks for Michael and for his mother, because that's a full-time job, that kind of commute. But what really opened my eyes was I've received messages from parents from Howth, Ennis and Meath. They've told me there's a ranked preference system. They know how many children need places, and every single child gets a place in the first round. And I just don't know how we can't bring that in, because for a child like Michael that doesn't have friends in the local area, that exclusion, that doesn't just stay with you now. That actually implements you and goes into adulthood, and that shouldn't be allowed.
Absolutely.
And I think you're absolutely right to feel upset about that. I feel so upset listening to your story, because when my son asked me, was it this his fault, and you're trying to explain, nobody going to school and everyone else is getting excited. It's awful. And it's about time we brought in real reform. I'm serious about that, because anyone listening to this, if this isn't your problem now, this could be your nightmare next year. It's not going to go away like a magic wand.
Look, Louise and Mairead, we'll stay with this. Whoever is presenting on this particular program, this particular slot, we will come back to this story, because it's nonsense on stilts that we're talking about this. And there are children, very real children, at the heart of this. Mairead Carty, Louise Lennox, thank you both very much for joining us. It sounds like they're trying to get children into Trinity to study actuary, which is, you know, the highest points in the country. This is to get into secondary school. That's something that has been a right of every child in this country since 1967. And it makes absolutely no sense the computer says no. How can Hildegard Nocton, the Minister of Education, stand over that? How can the department look at these people and go, actually, do you know what? Very sorry, but tough luck. There's a car there. In you go. 100 kilometres round trip. Don't mind about the mileage and the petrol. That's your own fault. It's nuts. Absolutely nuts. Some things make you angry. That is one of them. Keep the text coming to us.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.